Welcome to the Atypical Metal Dad podcast. I think it's been about a week. I've been very busy. Haven't really had the urge to talk, but tonight I think I got the gift to gab. So, really actually feeling the urge to crank some tunes. So I'll probably try to keep this around 15 minutes, but also not certain how it's going to go. I've added a new layer to what my little quadriplegic is that I've discussed in another episode, I think. So anyway, I took four layers and added a fifth layer, which is crumble. So now you got 90% or 90% of the bowl is packed with green. About 9.5, the other 9.5% with CBD. Then you sprinkle some keef on there, and I would like to top it off with just a little bit of tobacco. And then I got some crumble from a friend of mine recently. It's actually, it's the same friend that I buy my stuff from. I've never had crumble before, and the first time I tried it the other night, it actually hit me really hard. I just kind of dipped the tip of a joint in it, and I really wasn't expecting it. So I spent probably about 10 minutes in a place I like to call "You're a piece of shitsville," where I was just deep in my head scrutinizing, anything that I could take that I had done really at any point in my life and put a negative spin on it. Luckily, that it seemed like it lasted an eternity, but after about 10 minutes, I realized I was going to be fine. And then also realized that, like, I was trying to stand up straight and I was just fucking swaying around. I mean, I don't think I'd been that messed up in quite some time, probably years. So I made sure I sprinkled just a little bit in there tonight, because I really kind of want to enjoy it and see what it's like. But it's pretty strong. Rather enjoyable, actually. So that was a nice addition. I think I'll call this the five layer cake. But anyway, tonight, really, what I had going through my mind, and I thought of it when I pulled out a particular record, but I'll save that one for last, was have you ever had, and I'm sure there's got to be other people thinking the same thing, or have at least had the same experience, but you have a record by a band that you really like, usually a debut record. Not always, but a lot of times, the first time when you hear a band's debut, you love it. It's really tough to follow that up, and it's really impressive when bands do. But then, so when you get a second record by a band or CD or whatever it may be, and you just kind of ignore it. You just never really give it a chance for some reason. You kind of do, and you're like, I don't really like it, or I don't really want to listen to it, and then you never really go back to it. And then, like, maybe years later, you're like, what the fuck? That's a great release, and then you really start rocking out to it, and it just becomes another part of their catalog that you like, and really part of your collection, but you just kind of slept on it for whatever reason. More than likely it was out of stubbornness. So the first band that I thought about was the Human Abstract. I really love Nocturne. It really was something different, from what I was listening to. I was listening to a lot of metalcore, but whatever that progressive canoodling is that maybe some Between the Buried and Me influence, perhaps. But I really liked the dude's clean vocals. I thought he could sing. I thought they had amazing song structures, and they were just catchy as fuck. They had some great, like, heavy breakdowns, but it didn't sound. It was just really, really cool. I really, hopefully someday they'll plop that out on vinyl, because take my money, I would think that they could sell a couple of hundred of those. But then when was it Midheaven came out, I was like, maybe it was a little bit softer, but it just wasn't that. But it was different than the first record, so I kind of spent a little bit of time with it, and then I shelved it. And then it was probably a couple of years later, I was driving and I was like, oh, fuck it, let me just throw this shit on. And I just really felt differently about it. I actually ended up falling in love with it for a little while, like it was a new record. Not CD, I call everything a record now. one train of thought, I guess. But anyway, it was like it was new to me. So I was like, you just never know. It's like, it was clearly just stubbornness, or your musical tastes change, or maybe you're not quite as attached to that first release anymore. Because it's not like an immediate follow up where you just kind of take it for what it is. And man, that thing, that one is incredible. It's got some amazing, amazing melodies, and yeah, it does have a softer side to it for sure. But I mean, they really pull it off, and they still keep it very metal, in my opinion. So that was the first one that got me thinking. And actually, I'm not certain that I have the second one on CD, but I might actually stream that tonight instead of playing a record, because I just listened to the Nocturne recently, since I found some CDs. But I haven't listened to Midheaven in a long time. So I think that might be what I do after this. The second one was Glassjaw. So Worship and Tribute came out, and I was like, all right, there's a couple of cool songs on it, but Jesus, this isn't quite as chaotic and pissed off as the first one. And again, maybe that was just where I was in my life. You're younger, you're full of piss and vinegar or whatever, and you like the heavy stuff. And actually, I liked a lot of stuff that was softer too. It was just sometimes tough hearing a band that you like kind of tone it down a notch. But then again, a couple of years later, I found that, and actually now I still listen to that quite a bit too. Worship and Tribute. I still go back to was it Everything You Ever Want to Know About Silence? It's a long fucking title to remember after that fucking monstrosity I just put together. But Worship and Tribute, some of those songs really fucking get me through. When I'm on a workout routine, which I'm clearly not right now. But they're just fucking energetic and fun songs. Still very dynamic. They just don't hit that same level of chaos that the first one did. But again, another one with a really dynamic lead vocalist, and they kind of follow a similar pattern. I wouldn't be surprised if the Human Abstract didn't have some Glassjaw and influence in them. But then the one that made me think about it the most, and is what I pulled out and spun the other day, was Madball's Demonstrating My Style. And this was kind of tough to admit because, I was really, really attached to Set It Off, because that was the first hardcore record that I ever listened to. So when Demonstrating My Style came out, it wasn't quite like the others. I did actually spend some time with it. I just couldn't quite get into it as much as I could the first one. And then, I mean, that one actually I didn't go back to, because I kind of moved a little bit away from hardcore and was going into, more metallic, in a more metallic direction. And but then I kind of started listening to some of the old hardcore shit, and I pulled that out, and I was like, what the, yeah, that's fucking great hardcore record. So I listened to that first, and then I go back to Set It Off a lot. It's fucking fantastic. What's kind of surprising is I didn't feel that way about Ugly from Life of Agony, because that was also a pretty decent change of direction. I wouldn't say a change of direction, just kind of a change in aggression and tone. But man, that one just hit me right away, because those songs were still they were still heavy, but they're and energetic, but they were sing along songs. That was a fucking great record. Anyway, shit, that actually isn't that bad. So. Actually kind of want to spin Ugly now too. I think I'm going to stick with my original plan though, folks. I hope you all have a good night.